So were you down here for the fitting or the?
Yeah, I guess so.
Throw
I
some was. Ideas. You know, was there is an idea a rap session about the?
I don't know. She was talking to Erica and Dog actually. I think the Scandinavian. I'm Scandinavian too, but he's more Scandinavian.
Yeah.
He's got the name,
mm-hmm. right? Right,
yeah. And you know the teak and the you know sure. Scandinavian design. So he was talking about wood tones and whatnot. Huh.
Trying to get a nice match for the kitchen area with some of our desks and things like that. So
very nice.
Me, I just my job was to make sure it was okay with Janet. Mm-hmm. To get rid of all the old furniture.
That's an important job
because her family collects furniture.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sentimentalize each piece of furniture, and so it can never be gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, the boy and in many cases with our furniture, the boys don't want it. They're not interested in it,
right?
Because it's not you know, they don't want to go whatever style we you know we are country okay. French or whatever.
You've always been so country.
Well,
French.
Yeah. Or I mean, I think before that we were colonial.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm. But. They do want some of this furniture, so that worked out fine.
Oh, good. Go. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Matt's got more space.
He's got
than,
a new crib.
Mike or Pat, yeah. So some rooms to fill.
I was protesting a little bit about the possible departure of the couch lounge.
Yeah, he seems
area.
To be quite a couch guy.
Yeah.
I just kind of like after the show, getting over there,
couches
having our
nice.
Little rap session.
So,
lounging
now the blue couch or the green couch
the blue
all the couches
the blue couch the, okay. the idea pit
I the blue couch the yeah. blue couch is very comfortable nice. The green couch is less
that's kind of hotel
yeah,
lobby
comfortable
yeah
that actually is like a waiting room
right I think it used to
grouping
actually,
it says don't get too comfortable
yeah
you're like, something's bad might happen to you
right
when you go into the next room so
yeah.
be on guard
right
I think it usually actually be your waiting room couch
it was,
at the old offices
just to make people uncomfortable
room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good plan
before they came in to see the Great Oz And speaking of Walter E. Smith right now you could get 20% off on just about everything at Walter E. Smith. Get 20% off when you pay with cash or check. It's the pretty much everything sale, I believe is what it's called. Something to that effect. To Walter E. Smith. Now through, well, today. This is the last day, April 30th.
Mm.
There are apparently 30 days in April.
Yeah.
I know there's a rhyme that's supposed to help me with that or something I can do on my fingers. And I don't have any clue.
30 days hath September. April, May, right. and November.
Right.
All the rest have 31, except February, the freak month. I don't think that's all.
It doesn't really end with a solid rhyme.
Well, it's because, right. I think I know it, but I don't really know it. And then my watch will be off now for a day.
Okay.
Right.
My watch doesn't know it because it's an analog watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever.
So you get your iPhone.
Right.
No.
My phone will tell me. And I don't really even need to know what day it is.
No.
Well, I do need to know somewhat in May because Matt is getting married on May 19th.
Yeah, coming up.
Yeah. And Mother's Day is coming up, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to make sure that's all
locked down. Right on.
Although the boys have been pretty good about that lately.
Yeah.
You would hope that they would be by the time they get in their late 20s and early 30s.
Sure.
Right. And I'm sure Pat is especially cognizant of Mother's Day.
Sure, because this will be Rachel's first Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You might not even give Janet anything.
Yeah.
That would be bad, so I better look to myself, check on that. Hey, Stever. Oh, it's Smith, the website for Walter E. Smith, smithe.com, and the phone number 1-800-WITH-AN-E. And the email from Tim Drogos. I am a charter member and still loving every minute of the show. On Thursday's show, you talked about not wanting to wash your hands in a public restroom.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way. I justify it this way. They have told my boys the same. Don't touch anything in here. Oh, no. And have told my boys the same. So who's he might want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Check with the authorities.
Yeah.
People are talking to his kids in the bathroom. But it was him. I justify it this way, and I've told my boys the same. Don't touch anything in here. There is nothing in here that's cleaner than your wiener. Good motto. Good t-shirt, too, I suppose. Yeah. I don't, you know.
Yeah. You're a sanitizer guy.
Well, it's my own wiener, so what do I care?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Been touching that thing since I could, you know, since I could reach it. So what do I care? It's, you know? I mean, I say you can eat a meal off it. But that's, you know, that's my story. And that doesn't always fly. So, but you know, you got to keep trying. Yeah. Also, the show today brought to us in part by David Hochberg and the fine people over at Townstone Financial. Mm-hmm. Need a loan or refinance? Call David Hochberg at 312-896-2111 or visit townstone.com. Illinois residential mortgage licensee 6629, NMLS 1366-75 is how you get in touch with them. So thank you. Loan or refinance, if you just want to, I'm sure he'd be happy to talk Bulls with you. He's a big Bulls fan, too. I'm sure he'd like to
big time.
Vent about D. Rose a little bit.
Yeah. You know who else I was thinking about calling was Shu, your boy Shu. He's a he took me to a Bulls game last year. He's a diehard fan, and I bet he's crushed.
Yeah, or clushed, as he would say.
Right.
We should. I don't think he's home anymore. He tweets all the time that he's like in China or Malaysia or.
Yeah, he is everywhere.
He travels a lot.
Like I am friends with him, and he's always four squaring and like. Yeah, I'll see him. Like one day he'll be literally in, like he said, Malaysia or like Kuala Lumpur and just everywhere. And then he's, and then one day I saw him and he was at the Pinkberry, like a block away from me. He checked in there. Like,
yeah.
It's like, man, this guy's.
He sells automotive springs and not like the big ones on your car, but like the ones that you open and close your glove box or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And there is an emerging automobile manufacturing market in India and in China.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to spend a lot of time there.
Wow.
And so I mean, he's like gone all the time.
Right.
He must have 8 bazillion frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, no doubt.
8 bazillion. All right. I wanted to take a few phone calls here today.
Sweet.
Off the, you know, the 800 number.
Come on, New Mexico, Chris.
Yeah, well, yeah.
he's been filling up the mailbox.
Yeah, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 calls in here, and he is 5 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually not bad. For his ratio. Only 5? Wow.
He must have had something to do this weekend.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with this guy.
You want to try one of his? See what happens?
We don't really have much of a choice. it's pretty much all we have. So that's the problem.
Exactly. Harry Geary again. And to be precise,
what?
Like I'm on the radio, and when you call in, it's like the radio. You only got so much before the weather. Okay, Eric, back to Eric.
Who's Eric?
Was the song?
No idea.
Hugging the blanket or hogging, like hog. You know, hogging the blanket. I never really say hogging the blanket.
I hope this guy is like super good weed or something.
I'm like
blind. He probably gets something. Maybe he gets some kind of medicinal.
Let's take that bit and roll with it. What do you think it is? Hugging the blanket or hogging the blanket? Come on.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
I thought it was Hochberg. I thought that's how you pronounced it.
And then I went, I mean, I'm doing these in order. This is from Friday, 256. Okay. We saw this one come in.
Yeah.
And Dog wanted to answer it. I said, don't answer. He goes, oh, let me answer it. Yeah. No.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.